Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
It won't be the next Harry Potter franchise, but Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children is totally watchable. The main.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings. Because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
You know, if Mick Jagger just had a dog or two, he probably wouldn't have been married as many times as he has been.
I agree.
Yeah.
Just stuck. He never had a dog? How do you know that?
I don't know that, but I would imagine the life of a touring rock star. And you never see any pictures of him with a dog.
No, you don't. Yeah?
There's a few guys that will disagree with me out there, but I think that, you know, a dog makes a great family member. So much nicer and friendlier than some of my family. You know, I feel, well, you got to know my family.
I think you can have a cat be a great travel companion, too. And I have a lot of clients that are actually on the road truckers who, one today was telling me how they took their cat back and forth on a 5-day-a-week trip. And the cat was just kind of got the routine figured out and really enjoyed traveling with them.
You know, it's amazing. Wow. We have a homeless guy that goes up and down the street in front of our office here. And he has a cat inside his shopping cart. And mm-hmm. I'm amazed that the cat stays there in the shopping cart. It's always there with him.
Yeah, just hangs out. He pushes it all over town. That's a happy cat.
I do love myself some cats, too. In fact, I'm more of a cat guy than I am a dog guy. And Ladybug is sort of like a cat.
She is. She is pretty cat-like.
She hangs around cats all day. She thinks she's a cat.
Yeah.
She's about a cat size, too. Now that we've spoken to Alexandra about just how much Ladybug can smell, I'm very curious to go watch her and see what she sniffs. And I'm going to go sniff right after her. Well, that's what Alexandra said we should do, is we should start sniffing some more stuff and become like a dog.
You're going to get down on your hands and knees?
Yeah. When we take Ladybug, the studio stunt dog, out to for her walk, her one of her many walks during the day, she spends a lot of time sniffing areas where their dogs have been. Mm-hmm. That's akin to like Facebook, I imagine. You know, she's checking posts.
Checking her P-mail, as I call it.
Yes.
So, yes, absolutely. What I find kind of peculiar, though, is we know dogs have, you know, an acute sense of smell. Why they stick their head right on top of that pile of poop and really get so super close that they're just dangling their hair in it. That always perplexes me. Because if they got such a great nose, why do they have to get so close and put their own face in it?
Oh, things we'll never understand.
This is an Animal Radio News Update brought to you by Fear Free.
Fear Free takes the pet out of petrified and puts the treat into treatment. To learn more and find a certified Fear Free veterinary professional near you, visit fearfreepets.com.
I'm Lori Brooks. More than 1.2 million dogs and cats in this country are medically insured. However, I mean, you think that sounds like a lot, but that's really less than 1% of the total number of dogs and cats in the country. That's according to Pets Best Insurance Services' State of the Pet Insurance Industry report. They found that more than 82% of pet insurance customers reported that they, like we do here at Animal Radio, consider themselves pet parents rather than simply pet owners, which speaks big to the human-animal bond and how Americans' relationships with pets have evolved so much over the past couple of decades. Pets are now truly considered members of the family. A notable trend that they are also seeing among customers is the fastest-growing age group is 25 to 34-year-old millennials. And they say this trend among millennials might also speak to another finding in their study, which shows that more than half of pet insurance customers do not have children. That's of those millennials we talked about. Now, 78% of pet insurance customers are, not surprisingly, female, and they say that all aligns with the growing trend of young women choosing dogs, some cats, over children. Isn't that amazing? And think about that. It's like, now it all makes sense.
It sure does.
Now the really good news. The report found that 40% of pet insurance customers adopted their pet from a shelter or rescue, with another 6% of them taking their pets as they found them as strays. The study also found that pet owners with insured animals, they visit their veterinarian more often than those who don't have pet health insurance.
Huh.
Dr. Debbie will like that.
Yep.
Storks at a zoo in Florida, boy, found refuge in a restroom as Hurricane Matthew passed through that area. What a sight that must have been. In fact, it was. I saw a picture of it. St. Augustine Alligator Farm Zoological Park shared photos as their staff attempted to assure that all of the facility's animals were kept safe indoors, you know, out of the weather, away from the hurricane. Now, one photo had the caption, "No species discrimination in this bathroom." That was the one that showed a stork standing in the tiled restroom with the floor, you know, standing on the tiled floor between a sink and an open stall door. And, you know, it just waited it out for the storm to pass. It was a pretty tough job for the park employees as every bird and mammal had to be moved to safety indoors. So they had all the venomous snakes that had to be double contained. Large birds were put in crates. Tortoises and baby crocs were moved indoors in various sized tubs. And that stork got to ride out the storm in the park's public restroom. Wish it had been open then. That would have been fun to see. Something to think about. The first study to systemically explore beliefs about animal afterlife has been published. What do you guys think about that?
I think there's
an afterlife for pets?
Definitely. They're at the Rainbow Bridge. They're waiting for us. We'll be joined together.
I agree.
Why?
I really do.
What was that? What was that sigh, Al?
I'm being the buzzkill again. So. Just, you know. You know,
so you don't think there's an afterlife for the? You think they just die and that's it? Goodbye, done.
No comment.
No, come on. You have to now. You know, you made a sigh there, so you got to tell us.
Well, you know, I'll probably be one of those guys that looks back and says, "Oh, there really is an afterlife," and I didn't believe that my whole life. But maybe the Rainbow.
Really?
I'd like the Rainbow Bridge to exist. I think it would be fabulous.
You know what? You're going to get there, and they're going to say, "Okay, you know what? You're out. You didn't believe. Goodbye. Get out.
You're not on the list, Al."
Yep.
Yes, you're not on the list.
With around 70% of U.S. households owning pets these days, this study on animal afterlife marks a new insight into the, you know, pretty much unexplored area of American spirituality. The authors surveyed 800 people, and they wanted to know how sex, race, age, geographic region, religious beliefs, pet ownership, and, you know, how all of that will affect an individual's belief about animal afterlife. And the results showed that people who believe in an afterlife for humans are also much more likely to believe in an afterlife for animals, kind of like Hal said. And they also found that people held different beliefs for different animals. I thought this was crazy. Dogs, cats, and horses were rated the most likely to experience an afterlife, whereas insects, fish, and reptiles were rated the least likely.
Yeah, and you wonder why I question it all.
I'm Lori Brooks. Get more breaking animal news anytime at animalradio.com.
This has been an Animal Radio News Update brought to you by Fear Free. The veterinarian isn't typically thought of as your pet's favorite place to go. With Fear Free, that all changes. To learn more and find a certified Fear Free veterinary professional near you, visit fearfreepets.com.
Hi friends, this is Dr. Marty Becker, America's veterinarian. As you know, going to the vet can be a traumatic experience for your pet, but it doesn't have to be that way. In fact, vet visits can be something your pet looks forward to. Introducing Fear Free. When your veterinarian is fear-free certified, you will be assured your pet's vet visit is more free of fear, anxiety, and stress than ever before. Fear-free takes the pet out of petrified, and it puts the treat into treatment. To find a certified fear-free veterinarian near you, go to fearfreepets.com.
You're listening to Animal Radio. If you missed any part of today's show, visit us at animalradio.com or download the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
Hi, everybody. This is Deborah Wilson from Mad TV, and you're listening to Animal Radio. And as my friends would say...
Hello, Animal Radians. It's Robert Simrow, your Pet World Insider, here with this week's Animal Radio List, 7 Cat Facts to Make You a Confirmed Cat Fanatic. So I've got a number of friends who are cat crazy, and I mean that in a positive way. They know so much about cats that it's more than a passion, it's an obsession. But if you're going to have an obsession, being a cat fanatic is probably one of the safer ones. One of the things that my cat friends like to do is try to amaze me with cat facts. My recent inquisition in front of my cat people made me realize there are some really cool cat facts that most of us don't know. So I'm going to share 7 cat facts to make you a confirmed cat fanatic. To begin with, cats have beautiful smiles. If you were fortunate to catch a look inside at their chompers, you'd see approximately 30 teeth in an adult cat. And if you find yourself trying to herd a clowder, you're most likely going to be very frustrated. What's a clowder? Well, it's a group or cluster of cats. And don't forget, the cats start their lives as part of a kindle. Yes, I said a kindle, which used to mean a group of kittens, though for many of you listening, it probably means something much different. Here's a gem for all of you who wonder why that cat stuck up in a high place will descend backwards instead of heading down forwards. It's because cats' claws are all permanently pointed in one way. So to grip, they must descend backwards. So firefighters and superheroes take note. If the cat is facing forward, it's not about to come down from its perch, unless it's doing so with a leap of faith. Speaking to baseball fans, if you call for a righty from the cat bullpen, you're probably going to be receiving a female, as females tend to be right-pawed and males tend to be left-pawed. You know, some cats are described as twitchy, and it may have something to do with how fast their hearts are beating. A cat's heart beats nearly twice as fast as a human's heart, beating between 110 and 140 beats per minute. Cat whiskers are more than decorative and beautiful. They're functional, and they help cats detect objects and navigate in the dark. An interesting side note is that cat whisker fatigue is a real thing and can lead to avoidance of coming into contact with objects that brush or irritate their whiskers. So if you're putting your cat food in a deep bowl and your cat is avoiding it, they might be showing whisker fatigue. Finally, if your dogs are listening to this, you may need to turn this up. Cats have better hearing than dogs. Cats hear higher frequencies than humans and dogs and can pinpoint a sound's origin with extreme accuracy. I guess I should stop muttering things under my breath since they're likely to hear it anyway. All joking aside, cats are animal world superstars with so many special and unique things, it's easy to see why the internet is filled with cat videos. Cat fanatics, share your favorite cat facts on our Animal Radio Facebook page.
Hi, it's Alan Cable with your Because We Love Our Pets watch. Arizona safety tyrant Matthew tries to tough it out in a car with the windows rolled up in the summer heat to illustrate what it would be like for your dog. It's only been about 2 minutes.
This is ultimately what it feels like, to be a dog trapped inside of a car on a hot day.
It's 120 degrees in that car.
While their owner is probably in a grocery store.
6 minutes.
I seriously couldn't imagine leaving my dog in a car like this.
Tyron has to bail after just 8 minutes. Here's something important to remember about dogs. They can't sweat. The only way they release heat is through the bottom of their paws and by panting. So the heat is way tougher for them to handle than us. On a 90-degree day, even with the windows rolled down partially, the temperature inside a parked car can quickly reach 120 degrees. And 105 degrees is the critical mark for a dog. Their organs will start to fail at that temperature. If you see a dog in a hot car, every second counts. Dial 911 immediately.
This is Animal Radio, baby.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
The Movie Man 6 second review starts now.
It's a good thing that the franchise had some work done because it's funny, endearing, and Bridget Jones's baby is PQ. I'm in.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Hi friends, this is Dr. Marty Becker, America's veterinarian. As you know, going to the vet can be a traumatic experience for your pet, but it doesn't have to be that way. In fact, vet visits can be something your pet looks forward to. Introducing Fear Free. When your veterinarian is Fear Free certified, you will be assured your pet's vet visit is more free of fear, anxiety, and stress than ever before. Fear Free takes the pet out of petrified, and it puts the treat into treatment. To find a certified Fear Free veterinarian near you, go to fearfreepets.com.